this afternoon to officially welcome us to Louisville and to Kentucky, we are fortunate to have a special guest. Brigadier General Maria Gervais received her regular Army commission in 1987 as a distinguished military graduate of Lander College Reserve Officer Training Corps program in Greenwood, South Carolina. She was assigned to the chemical branch. Her professional military education includes Chemical Officer Advanced Course, Command and General Staff College, as well as Command and General Staff College, as well as a Master of Military Strategic Studies from the United States Army War College. She earned a Master of Arts in Human Resources from Webster's University and a Bachelor's of Science degree in Biology from Lander College. Her awards and decorations include 2 Legions of Merit, the Bronze Star Medal, and 5 Meritorious Service Medals, among many other awards. She currently serves this nation as the Deputy Commanding General of the U.S. Army Cadet Command in Fort Knox, Kentucky. Ladies and gentlemen, please join me in welcoming to the stage Brigadier General Maria Gervais.
Well, you know, forget everything that he just said. I'm going to tell you, you know, I am so honored to be here, and I only have one question for you. So, are you fired up and excited to be here in the great state of Kentucky? Yeah, so I'm going to tell you that I watched the opening ceremony, and I have never been so inspired than I was right here. You know, to listen to you talk about fueling passion, sparking action, and igniting into making a difference with your organization. But I'm going to tell you, I'm a United States Army soldier, as you can tell, and I'm very honored to be here to represent Fort Knox and all of the soldiers that serve in uniform who fuel their passion, spark their action, and ignite to make a difference every time we put this uniform on. So we are just like you when you put your jacket on. So I will tell you, there's not a whole lot of difference between what you're doing and what we are doing here in the United States Army. And every day, we like to partnership with organizations such as the Future Farmers of America, so that we can help develop our youth so we can make a difference tomorrow. And it's youth just like you. And I can tell you hands down that whether you know it or not, or whether you believe in yourself right now, but I can tell you there is a future president, there is a future educator, there is a future leader sitting right here in this audience, and we are so proud that we are a partner with you and are able to help you fulfill your dreams. Now, I will tell you, at the core of the very Army, the essence of what we do is leadership. And the Army is an educational and training institution, and we believe the best way to ensure that we can protect the civil liberties and the freedoms that we enjoy so much is to invest in our youth. To do this, we seek to motivate and educate and train and develop exemplary students just like yourself to be successful leaders and decision makers in your chosen career field, whether that's in the agricultural field, the science, or in any other field. Whatever it is you want to do, we want to help get you there. Now, from veterinarians to animal care specialists to engineers and scientists, the Army offers a variety of agricultural-related career paths, and we're excited to share more information about this throughout the week. I will tell you, we will be hosting a lot of exhibits in our programs, as well as workshops and tours of Fort Knox. And actually, I met some of you this morning, but I got to tell you, you were not as awake as you are right now, but that's okay. Because we were very happy to have you on Fort Knox and at the Patton Museum Center of Excellence. And we also want to kind of talk to you about what it's like to be a commissioned officer in the United States Army. So I encourage you to take the opportunity to stop by our booth to see what we're all about. Because I will tell you, ladies and gentlemen, it was an organization just like this, the Reserve Officer Training Corps, that gave me my start and allowed me to stand here today. Now, the biggest way we do that is that we support education through our Reserve Officer Training Program. And we do this through a scholarship program where we provide scholarships to students, whether that's a 2, 3, or 4 year scholarship, whether we pay tuition fees and books, and we even provide a stipend anywhere from $300 to $500 a month just so you can have some spending cash. Not many people know, but the Army is actually the largest grantor of scholarships in the United States. We provide about $260 million a year to about 13,000 students so they can fulfill their dreams. I'm only telling you this because the Army is a great opportunity for you to consider. We also provide a lot of postgraduate opportunities through one of our internship programs to help students gain the experience necessary to be successful in their future career field. We offer internships in medicine, in legal, in veterinary, in engineering, in CBRN, in research, chemical, biological, radiological, nuclear field, or even in research and development. The sky's the limit. I just ask you to take the opportunity to see what is out there. Now, as an Army officer, you'll receive world-class leadership development training that will give you an edge over some others that maybe don't have the same opportunities that you do. The Army officers were educated professionals of character who lead Army units and plan and direct the operations. We're experts in our career field, and we're held to the highest standards of conduct. Now, what a lot of people don't know is that we have 29 different branches and over 190 specialties that you can choose from to serve as an Army officer. You'll earn competitive pay and benefits with a starting salary of about $43,000 a year. You'll get money for your housing, you'll get free health care, and you will also get 30 days paid vacation. And that's always good. I will tell you that being an Army officer is part of a proud and honorable tradition of service to our nation. And it's among one of the most respected and admired professions in this country. So in closing, all I want to tell you is that you're fueling your passion now, you're sparking your action now, and you're igniting to make a difference. And if you want to continue along that path and fulfill your dreams and continue to serve our country in any field that you would like to do, take a look at the opportunities that the Army has to offer and give it a consideration. Now, I'll leave you with one last thought. I want you to enjoy your time here in the great state of Kentucky. Take advantage of the opportunities that you have, one, to meet each other from across this great nation of ours, to learn from each other. And I was going to say, more importantly, have fun, but I have no doubt in my mind that you are going to have fun, because you already are. So thank you very much for allowing us to be here. I appreciate you allowing me the opportunity to talk. Okay.